Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais avec Véronica.
Welcome to this Anglo-French Hicksville for something new based on something old. But first, a comédienne in the comic sense of the word, who like me explores the differences between our two peoples, in her case to hilarious effect. Her name is Tatty MacLeod, which sounds very English, but in fact she was brought up in Brittany, and she wavers between feeling French, English, and sometimes neither, which is what can happen when you shuttle between countries. She wears a Breton stripy top and a beret, but her hair is pink, and on her lower half, she wears tight sparkly trousers or a sexy miniskirt. Talking about food, she'll say that the French have hors d'oeuvre, the Brits have crisps. The French have a single apéro, the Brits get hammered. Some of the differences are well-trodden, some are freshly observed. And she'll be on tour around Britain until April, ending up in Bath. But if you can't catch her live, she is a TikTok queen and all over the internet, and I do recommend that you look her up. There's Something New Based on Something Old is a musical adaptation of a cult 90s American film, which apparently served as an anthem for my daughter and her friends at 17, featuring the music of R.E.M., Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, Natalie Imbruglia, and The Verve, among others. It's called Cruel Intentions, which should give you a clue as to its provenance. Though the film, starring Ryan Philippe and Reese Witherspoon, who were boyfriend and girlfriend by that time, and this new musical opening in London are set in an American high school, its lead male character is handsome libertine Sebastian Valmont. So no prizes for guessing that it's based on the 1782 psychological novel Les Liaisons Dangereuses by Pierre Chaudelot de Laclos, first published just 7 years before the French Revolution in 4 nail-biting volumes. Since then, it's been a play, a ballet, and in 1960, Roger Vadim first committed it to the silver screen. Then perhaps the definitive version in 1988 with Glenn Close and John Malkovich as the scheming lovers, but not to forget the lighter, though more lavish, Milos Forman version starring Colin Firth, Valmont, in 89. And there's even been one made in 2012, set in Shanghai. But this new musical is based on the 99 American movie, and perhaps following in the footsteps of one of the most successful West End musicals of all time, Les Misérables, which of course was written by 2 Frenchmen. Moving down to the Gers, a new exhibition has opened this weekend for the next month or so at the Verrières Rouges on the Route de Condon, coming out of Lector. The poster shows ears of corn beneath a pink-blue sky, and it's the work of Pedro Siratz, a Spanish artist known for his colours and his depiction of psychological conundra. Plus, he has a gorgeous smile if you look him up online. Other than that, on the 16th, you have the great new film Poor Things, Les Pauvres Créatures in French, but it's in English at 9 o'clock on the 16th in Lectour. And on Saturday at 8:30 in Condom, Sofia Coppola's film about the courtship of Elvis and his wife Priscilla. And you can see on Sunday the 21st a thrilling sequel to Dumas' latest iteration of The Three Musketeers, starring Eva Green as Milady, the epitome of a very French, English-speaking femme fatale. And the film is in French, but with subtitles, which can be helpful, after all, if your French is a bit rusty. But if you don't need them, you can also catch the film at 3 o'clock on Friday in Condom. So,
retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais, www.dfm930.com.
À bientôt, mes amis. Till next time.